When you walk on wax, you save your floors. The Johnson Wax Program, presenting Marion and Jim Jordan as Fibber McGee and Molly. Ted Williams and his orchestra open the show with Sing and Be Happy. Willing to spend 20 minutes to save yourself many hours of work and at the same time keep your linoleum and floors shining like new, protected from dirt and wear? Then use Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat, the remarkable liquid floor polish that dries in 20 minutes and shines as it dries without rubbing or buffing. Glow Coat is a miracle worker, changing dull, dingy floors into bright, gleaming surfaces right before your eyes. Linoleum that's protected with Glow Coat will never get worn and shabby, will never collect dirt and stains. Buy Glow Coat from your dealer tomorrow. Glow Coat, spelled GLO-COAT. Johnson self-polishing Glow Coat in the attractive yellow cap. Girls excitedly talking in the stenographic department of the Cuttlekirk Candy Corporation.
Oh, gee, Maisie, I done the dumbest thing last night.
Well, gee, kid, what'd you do?
Well, yesterday, the boss told me to send a letter to a guy that used to manage the factory and ask him would he work here again for a while, see?
Yeah.
And then he told me to write another letter to a guy named Fibber McGee and tell him to quit pestering the employment office.
Well, gee, kid, what was the mistake?
Well, I just know I got him in the wrong envelope.
And so, at 79 Wistful Vista, going over the morning mail, we find Fibber McGee and Molly.
Well, what are you looking so pleased about, McGee?
I always says that class will tell, Molly. You know that Cuttlekirk Candy Company I've been trying to get with?
Yes.
Well, I finally broke them down.
Oh.
Yep, they evidently been making inquiries about me.
Oh, dear. Well, in that case, you never will get a job with them.
Uh-huh, and that's where you're wrong, Molly. They want me to be manager.
They want you to be what?
Manager. M-G-R, period, manager. Listen to this letter. Dear Bill. That's pretty friendly, ain't it?
The rest of this mail is very friendly, too. I never saw so many bills.
Dear Bill, I know you're retired, old pal, but won't you do me a favor and take over the plant till I get back from a rush trip to Europe?
What?
My secretary, Miss Wood, will give you any information you need. You remember Miss Wood, the blue-eyed redhead?
What?
I don't know anybody I'd rather have in charge than you, Bill, old pal. Name your own salary, Bill, and thanks for the help. Yours, Adam Cuttlekirk, president of the Cuttlekirk Candy Corporation.
Hmm. Well, when were you ever a dear old pal of Adam Cuttlekirk, McGee?
Why, shucks, I never seen the guy. But that's how it is in the business world, Molly. Whenever a guy wants something from you, you're his dear old pal.
Oh, yeah.
Did you notice where old Cuttlekirk says to name my own salary?
Yes, but he didn't say you could have what you named. Besides, what do you know about a candy factory?
Why, nothing. That's why they want me. With me there, they'll get a fresh angle on things. A new viewpoint.
No doubt.
Why, shucks, I got a new idea already. You remember them little chocolate drops with brandy in them?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to invent a big nickel bar and put a whole jigger of brandy in them and call it a cocktail bar.
Why don't you design some licorice false faces for minstrel shows?
Huh?
After the show, they could eat the end men.
No, I don't think that'd be practical. I've been thinking about a lollipop with 12 different flavors in layers One flavor for each hour. Kind of an all-day sucker, you get it?
There's 24 hours in the day.
Okay, we'll sell them two for a nickel.
Well, I still don't see why they want you to take over a candy factory. They must have been drawing names out of a hat and got the wrong hat.
Is that so? A smart executive, Molly, always knows where to lay hands on the right man for any job.
Well, I believe they'll find you the right man to lay hands on.
Yeah. Huh?
Well, all right, dearie, I'm ready.
Okay, you lock all the windows?
No.
Well, why not?
I don't think we'll be gone long enough to worry about.
Say, incidentally, why are you going at all? I can handle this thing myself. This is my job.
Yes. And you remember in the letter where it mentioned the blue-eyed, red-haired secretary?
Yeah.
Well, that's my job. Let's go, dearie.
Imagine me manager of that outfit. Don't it give you a little thrill of pride?
Well, I didn't quite know whether it was a thrill of pride or a shiver of apprehension.
Go on in, Molly, after you.
Yes, sir. What was it?
What was what?
I mean, what could I do for you?
Oh, well, you can tell us where our office is, Dee Dee.
I'm Fibber McGee, the new manager, sis.
Oh, yes, sir. Second door ahead, sir.
Thanks.
Heavenly days, McGee. Smell the chocolate. Isn't it delicious?
What'd you expect to smell in a candy factory? Carbon monoxide? Here's my office, Molly. Hey, wait a minute. Hey, sis! Send for a painter to paint my name on the door here in gold leaf.
My, what a beautiful office.
Yeah, it's all right, I guess, but it's kind of cramped. How can a guy think big thoughts in a cubbyhole like this?
Go to work, manager.
Come in. Come right in, bud.
Is this the superintendent's office?
I'm Fibber McGee, the new manager. I want all you employees to consider me as one of you. I want the Cuddlekirk Candy Corporation to be one big happy family.
Yes, I just wanted to report that we need some
Let's
more...
Let's see your hands. I thought so. Listen here, bud. This here is a modern antiseptic factory. I don't want anybody working here with dirty hands like yours. You ain't sanitary. Go home and clean up. Get a manicure, a shoe shine, a clean collar and a shave. Then put on a white suit and come back and report to me, you understand?
Yes, sir. But the rest of the boys in the boiler room is sure gonna kid the pants off of me.
What do you want, bud?
We need more coal.
Just one big happy family. How you doing, Papa?
Well, guess I better swing into it, Molly. Once I get started, I'm a human dynamo.
A human what?
Dynamo. Don't you know what a dynamo is?
Sure. It's something that goes round and round, never gets any place, and wouldn't be worth a hoop if it didn't have good connections.
Oh, you ain't taking this thing serious, Mrs. McGee. I'm determined to make a go of this.
Don't worry, we'll both make a go of it any minute now.
I better buzz for my secretary. Why don't she answer?
Well, you'll never get her with your finger in the inkwell.
But that was a buzzer.
Did you ring, sir?
You betcha, sis. I'm Fibber McGee, the new manager. My wife, Molly.
How do you do, I'm sure.
How do you do? I'm Miss Wood, Mr. McGee.
Well, we're going to be one big happy family. What would you like to be, a sister or an aunt?
Cool. Now let's get down to business. How about a piece of candy, sis? I'm kind of hungry. I mean, I want to get an idea of what we're selling.
Well, make it two pieces.
Yes, sir. You'll have to make out a requisition, sir, on form 1456B. I'll fill out the forms for you to sign.
I think what this outfit needs is more advertising, more publicity. If we could only hit the newspapers with a human interest story.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and speaking of boosting the stock of Cuddlekirk, I wonder how that stock of mine is doing. The market's acting kind of funny. I'll call up and find out. Give me big board 5, 6, 4, 3, and 7, 8. Hello? Fibber McGee speaking. What's your latest stock quotation?
Our stock quotation is, use Johnson's Wax to beautify and protect your floors and furniture.
Harpo, is that you? I was inquiring about my stock on account of the market that took a few drops.
Yes, just takes a few drops of Johnson's liquid wax to...
As I was saying, Molly, what this company needs is publicity. We got to put this outfit on the map.
Well, make the chocolates a little softer. That'll put it on everybody's map.
We got to make this country Cuddlekirk conscious.
Come in.
Excuse me, boss, but I... Hiya, ma'am. Hiya, Miss
Heavenly Lee. Days. It's silly what?
Hi, Sil. You on our payroll?
Yes, sir. You?
You betcha, Sil. I even named my own salary.
Yes, me too. If Miss McGee wasn't here, I'd tell you what I named mine.
Oh, do you think you're underpaid, silly?
Well, I don't know, please, ma'am. I ain't quite figured it out if I'm underpaid or overworked.
Just what is your job, Sil?
I'm a crinkler.
A what?
Crinkler. A crinkle.
Yeah. Well, tell Mrs. McGee just what a crinkler is, Sil. You can explain it better than I can.
No doubt.
But yet, well, ma'am, you know, when you buy a box of candy, all them little old chocolates and bum-bums and camels and nuggets and stuff, it's all sort of squatting down and a little bitty piece of brown paper.
Yeah.
And little old paper is all crinkled on the edges. I'm the crinkler.
Why'd you ever come to work here in the first place, Phil?
It was on account of my gal Rosebud, please.
Oh, has she a sweet tooth, silly?
Teeth, man. I was over to Rosebud one night, and Rosebud, she made us some fudge.
Oh, I'll bet it was delicious.
What are you offering, please, ma'am?
Why, Sil, can't Rosebud make good fudge?
No, sir, she can't, so I come over here to learn how to make fudge.
Well, I think that's very sweet, to get a job in a candy factory just so you can teach your girl how to make good fudge.
Yes, ma'am. She is the object of my confection. Excuse me now, please. I gotta go crinkle.
Let's see. You thought of any good publicity gags, Molly?
No, not yet, but I think I will...
Excuse me, Mr. McGee, but what kind of candy did you wish?
Well, something chewy, sis.
I want some chocolate-covered almonds.
Oh, I see. Well, in that case, I have the wrong requisitions. I'll be right back.
Rat it, sis. Why don't you just go down into the plant and grab a handful?
Oh, no, sir. You see, every piece of candy is automatically counted, and it would throw our whole production schedule off.
There's a newspaper story for you, McGee.
Huh?
Busy factory closes for inventory when manager swipes a lemon drop.
Well, let's get busy, sis. Anybody waiting to see me?
There's a man named Como, sir.
Is he selling candy?
Yes, ma'am. He has some very sweet bars called Stardust on the Moon.
Well, let's have them. Stardust on the Moon.
Stardust on the moon, but a night for love. With such ecstasy above, surely this is love. And as the star does fall, you're in my embrace. And the stardust on the moon lights up your lovely face. The stars dimmed their lights, and the night became enchanted. Babe, in the blue, I gave my heart to you. It's so heavenly. In your eyes I'll always see stardust on the moon.
Heavenly days, McGee. Are you manager of this candy factory or are you not?
Huh?
I want a piece of candy.
Oh, well, me too. Come on, let's go out in the factory and get a piece of candy for ourselves.
Well, now you're talking sense.
Hey, Molly, look at the chocolate creams on the endless belt. Millions of them.
Grab one, McGee. One will never be missed.
Is anybody looking?
No.
Okay, I'll grab two.
Put it back, McGee. Quick, put it back.
Okay, okay.
What's going on here? Who touched that candy?
I did, Dad. Bet it. I'm the manager of this factory.
Yes, and we want a piece of candy.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, sir, but it would interfere with accounting and wrapping systems. Did you try making out a requisition?
Yeah, but we were so hungry, we ate the requisitions, bud. A little chewy, but not bad. Come on, Molly, I gotta go through this factory and get an idea for a publicity story for Cuddle Kirk Candy, right?
Hi, mister.
Oh, hello there, little girl. You better scram out of here.
Why?
Well, it's dangerous for a little girl like you to hang around all this machinery.
Hmm?
Listen, who let you in here?
My papa. He works here.
Where?
Hmm?
Let's start all over again. Dad, rat it, sis. Where is your papa? Where does he work? Where is he?
Over there. He dips chocolate.
Oh, you mean that great big guy over there?
Sure. They call him the Big Dipper, I bet you.
Well, he may be the Big Dipper, but if I was a little meatier, I'd throw him out of here. Don't you get it, Molly? I says if I was a little...
Ain't funny, McGee.
Okay. I don't think it was true, I bet you.
Well, you tell your old man, your father, to keep you out of here. Tell him Fibber McGee, the manager, says so.
All righty. I heard him say there was a dandy job for you out here if you weren't the manager, I bet you.
Oh, you did, huh? What job was that?
Keeping an eye on that great big vat over there.
Oh, probably a big vital operation at that. What's in that vat, sis? I says, what's in that vat that I could handle so well?
Simple syrup. Well, so long, Mr.
If we don't get a piece of candy soon, I'm going to swoon with this delicious smell of spices and flavors and all.
Don't worry, I'll wangle some candy someplace. Hey, bud, what's in this room here?
In there, sir?
Yeah.
Why, that's a special group working on Christmas candies.
Oh, Christmas candy so early? Well, let's look in there.
All right, madam. Just a quick peek, though.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Candy canes by Colonel Kirk will make your teeth decay.
Hey! Dear, it's Ted Weems and his boys,
why,
McGee.
Why, Ted, you can do better than that. Make another stab at it.
Thank you.
was Elmo Tanner whistling and Ted Wings playing I Know Now. Women who have tried Johnson's new creamy white furniture polish declare it's the most wonderful furniture polish they have ever used. First, it gives an exquisite satiny luster. Second, it contains no oil to collect dust and finger smudges. Third, it's very easy to apply. And fourth, it cleans remarkably and leaves a shining film of wax protection on your furniture. Be sure to try Johnson's new creamy white furniture polish.
Well, McGee, you've been manager of a candy factory for hours and you haven't even grabbed a gumdrop.
I know. What worries me now is how I'm going to crack the papers with a flashy story on Cuddle Kirk Candy.
Why, I beg pardon, old chap. Are you Mr. McGee?
Oh, you betcha, bud. Pepper McGee, manager. Who are you?
I'm the British representative of the company.
Oh.
I just popped over to make a report of progress and all that sort of thing, you know.
Oh, well, I'm glad to meet you, bud. Meet my wife, Molly.
How do you do, I'm sure.
Oh, how do you do?
Which one of our products is going best over there, bud?
Toffee, by all means, old chap.
What do you mean, coffee? We don't sell coffee.
No. We just sell candy.
No. The toffee. Toffee.
I'd like to have a tub of toffee right now. With cream and sugar in it.
Listen, bud. You know as well as I do that we don't sell coffee.
No. Not coffee.
Sure. Say not.
I mean, I said toffee.
If you insist on baby talk, bud, I'll transfer you to the lollipop department.
Oh, come, old fellow. I'm afraid you're pulling my leg a bit, you know.
Well, I may be out on a limb, but it ain't yours. And furthermore, we don't sell coffee, understand?
Oh, I say now, you know toffee. It starts with tea.
Oh, yeah, and I suppose tea starts with coffee. And root beer starts with ginger ale. Come on, dearie.
Okay. See you. I'll see you in my office a little later, bud.
Yes, right-o. But, you know, I would like to explain.
Fine sales force I got here. Fine sales force. How can I ever
hello,
put this in?
Hello, sir. Hello there, Cupie. Since who are you being a candy kid with a factory in charge?
Oh, they came after him for this job, Mr. DePopulos.
Yes, Nick, I guess I just built a better mousetrap is all.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
But what is a mousetrap having to do with peanut brittles and lollipops?
What he means is that with his reputation, he was the outstanding man for the job. Yeah.
He used to be an old candy man up in Canada, Nick.
I don't mean to tell you.
Absolutely. Confection McGee, I was known as in them days.
Oh, my.
Confection McGee, the colorful, capable kid of the candy kitchens, cleverly correlating keen combinations and the colossal cavalcade of candy canes, coconut kisses, the complete collection of Kirby concoctions from Canada to Carolina.
Is that so? If I hadn't seen you with my own ears, I don't believe it yet.
But what are you doing down here, Mr. DePopulos?
I'm being here on behalf of my boy, Demetrios.
You don't mean on behalf of Demetrios. You mean on behalf of Demetrios.
Fizzer, when I'm doing something for my boy, I'm not doing things by behalf. Demetrios is a football player.
You mean football player.
Cupie, always you are telling DePopulos what I'm meaning when I'm talking to myself. If my English is not good enough to hear me say it, I don't have to listen to me, do you?
Well, what about Demetrios, Mr. DePopulos?
Well, my son Demetrios is hearing from his football coacher that for having some quick energy, he should be eating some chocolate bars.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm asking people in these candies factories, what is best bars for football players who are needing some quick energy?
Oh, what'd they tell you, Nick?
They are saying something which is making me so angry with him that if I'm not being a gentleman, I'm kicking myself in his face and maybe even anyway. He is saying that the best bar for a boy who is needing to go someplace with quick energy is a crowbar across the seat of his pants. If this is being good advice, can a goose duck? Well, so long, Chupi and Fizzer. I hope I see you again lately.
Tired of this. If I don't get a piece of candy pretty soon, I'm going to scream.
Hey, Molly, look, a taffy pulling machine.
Well, what of it? You've seen lots of those in store windows.
I know, but there ain't anybody around it. Maybe we can cop a handful.
You like saltwater taffy, don't you?
How do you know it's saltwater taffy?
Well, can't you see? It comes in gobs.
Oh.
Maybe I can get enough quick energy that Nick was talking about to think up a good newspaper angle. Is anybody looking, Molly?
No. Yes, there is.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
All right. Go. But be careful now.
Okay. I'll just grab a little handful. I got it, Molly. I got it.
Well, get away from there, quick.
I can't get away. I'm stuck. Pull me loose, Molly. I'm in it up to my elbow.
Pull, McGee. Pull.
I am. Hey, it's pulling me farther in, Molly. Do something. Shut it off.
Where? How? Help somebody. Help.
Help. Shut off the taffy machine. Just in time, Molly. Just in time.
Get him out of there, somebody. Scrape him off.
No, you don't. I'm staying right here. Leave me alone.
McGee, are you crazy?
Come on, let somebody get the mail.
Quiet, everybody. Quiet. Hey, Molly, call the newspapers. Tell them to send reporters and cameramen. This is the story I was looking for. This is colossal.
What are you talking about? This is no newspaper story.
Sure it is. Man bites dog. Taffy pulls man. That's my story.
And you're stuck with it.
Find it difficult to keep your kitchen linoleum looking nice. If it seems faded and dull, just try this simple plan. Go over the floor with Johnson's self-polishing glow coat, applied with a soft cloth or the long-handled applier. Nothing could be easier. In a few minutes' time, the floor will be shining with a beautiful polish. The colors will be brighter. The whole room will be more immaculate and fresh-looking. And best of all, the floor will be very easy to clean. Use Johnson's self-polishing glow coat on old and new floors. Inlaid or printed linoleum, linoleum rugs, rubber tile, asphalt, painted and varnished wood floors. And remember, it's economical to buy glow coat in the larger sizes.
Candy job was a wild goose chase, dearie.
Yeah, but it wasn't as much of a wild goose chase as your Uncle Dennis had with my candy last year.
What was that?
Don't you remember? I was talking to him on the phone, and I says I just bought some butterscotch. He nearly killed himself running across town to get to our house.
Well, I didn't know Uncle Dennis was so fond of butterscotch.
He ain't. He misunderstood butter for better.
McGee.
Good night.
Good night, all.
This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax and Glow Coat at Racine, Wisconsin, inviting you all to be with us again next Monday night, same time. Good night.
The selection You Can't Have Everything is from the show of the same name. This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company. This is WMAQ Chicago.